Kate Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
This week we'll be talking about Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That verse undoubtedly is the best-known verse in all of the Bible on the subject of child training. And very clearly, the verse places the responsibility for the development of the child squarely on the parents. They're not only responsible for training their child, but they are responsible for training him in the right way. And the result of their training will be a self-disciplined child who walks in the right ways of life. This duty of the parents to train their child forms a very important aspect of the overall disciplinary program that they establish in the home. The training that they provide is the logical outgrowth of the instructional aspect of discipline, and it takes the child far beyond mere reproof of his actions. This training represents the positive development of the child's life in every area: his education, his moral standards, his attitudes toward life, his basic character, and a host of additional facets of life find their places within the training that godly parents give their child. Proverbs 22:6 plainly tells parents to train the child. However, the way in which the child should receive training, referred to in the verse, is not readily apparent. As commentators have studied this verse, they have developed four major interpretations of the word way. For instance, the old Jewish rabbis thought that this word referred to the vocation that the parents of the child planned for him to enter. The father may have been a butcher, or a farmer, or a lawyer, and he wanted his child to follow in his steps. So as the child grew up, the father gave him training that would prepare him to follow his father later on. Another group of commentators think that the word way indicates the vocation for which the child is naturally suited. As the parents observe their child growing up, they see certain strengths and weaknesses in him, and providing the right kind of training, they steer him in the direction of his strengths. For instance, they may sense that he is interested in science or woodworking or music, and so they guide him to choose that area as a life work. Still a third group of commentators see the verse as a warning, telling the parents that if they allow the child to go in the way of his own will, he'll become a stubborn, self-willed person over whom they'll have no control. The way here, then, represents the child's own will. And finally, another group of commentators see the word as referring to the child's character and natural inclinations, and the verse then becomes a promise to parents that if they train the child in a way that is appropriate for one of his nature and ability, he will continue in that way in later years. In other words, as the parents attempt to meet the child's needs, they give him direction that will point him in the right ways of life. Any one of these interpretations has some practical value, but at the same time, it's clear that not all of them can be correct. Tomorrow, I'm going to discuss the reasons why I believe the Bible tells us to meet the child's needs, the final one of these four interpretations. But for today, let me close by asking if you are really training your child, or is your training program merely a haphazard, catch-as-catch-can program that reacts to the various situations of life? If this is the case, begin now to ask the Lord to give you the wisdom that you need to train your child properly, so that when he grows older, he'll walk in those ways that please the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.